The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission.
Overview. Imagine that it is a Friday afternoon. The sun is shining, and you are looking forward to all that the weekend has to offer you. You only have 2 days off. What are you going to do with your time? You have the option to play, maybe a round of golf with some friends. You could knock something off your to-do list and replace the grout in the shower. Or maybe you just want to relax and catch a game. If you head out to the links, you miss seeing your favorite team in action. If you do your chores, you miss out on some fun. You get the idea. The point is that there is a cost to each choice. Opportunity costs lie at the heart of this type of decision. Every choice you make means that you are not choosing an alternative. Every minute of your day could be used for something else. Discussion. Just as you have to make decisions, your leaders do too. They might even have a sophisticated method for examining alternatives and choosing between them. The leadership team is always weighing its options and trying to figure out how to maximize benefits and minimize costs for their choices. For example, if the company builds a new plant in Houston, it might be giving up the chance to update its distribution center in Tennessee. For most companies, decision-making is primarily made on two criteria, time and money. You are probably most intuitively familiar with the concept of opportunity cost in terms of your household budget. Every dollar you spend means that you have $1 less to spend on something else. You give up everything else you could ever buy with a dollar. Only for you, the choice is probably not just a financial one. Intangible factors like your job satisfaction and personal preferences play a much larger role for you than they will for your company. For example, what if you wanted to go to college? You obviously would think about the price of tuition. What else should you consider? You would probably look at your alternatives to the 4 years of relative poverty while living in a dorm. Maybe you could get a job at a factory or as an apprentice in a trade and start earning money right away. And if you do choose to go to college, you still have to decide what your career will be. You have to decide between, for example, being a teacher or a lawyer. Why do some people choose lower-paying careers? Because they include intangibles in their decision-making process. For some, the job satisfaction from having their dream career is much higher than from a good salary in a profession that they don't like. At work, you probably have less control over decisions than you do at home. You might not, for example, be involved in making decisions about capital expenses. You will, however, probably have to choose where to best use your time. Remember, every decision means you're giving something else up. For example, if you are a salesperson, every day you choose which clients to follow up with. Each one you contact means you're giving up a chance to talk to a different customer. The opportunity cost of the first client is losing the chance of a sale to someone else.
A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.